Damoren Steinmetz on an armed pickup truck, peace tourism in Uganda. Tourism has played a significant role in maintaining economic, social, and cultural peace. From an African perspective, I shall justify this using anecdotal evidence, citing experiences mainly closer to my native East Africa. Rwanda, for example, has become an icon from a hotspot of genocide to anchoring the country's growth and development in the tourism sector. The annual gorilla naming ceremony with Xena has attracted several celebrities globally who have become ambassadors for the country, from Bill Gates to Ellen DeGeneres, impacting communities, rangers, and conservation efforts. Infrastructure and ICT have been carefully planned and linked to the tourism sector to diversify the economy. The political leadership is aware of threats surrounding this fragile oasis of peace and has taken pragmatic steps to ensure that the country's borders are secured from external threats. As a reminder of the genocide past, the country has dedicated several sites to dark tourism, providing lessons for peace and reconciliation to tourists, pledging that never again should genocide happen again. 4th IIPT African Conference, Uganda FAQs. In 2006, when my native Uganda hosted the IIPT, International Institute of Peace Through Tourism, conference, I was privileged to guide Louis Damore, president of IIPT, and Jürgen Steinmetz, CEO of eTurbo News on a tour of Uganda. The itinerary included visiting the country's north, fresh from 20 years of insurgency. The two visitors were perhaps the first to visit in peace since the end of the conflict. After a long ride on the back of a pickup truck and under heavily armed escort, the car stopped in the middle of a pineapple field, and who appeared was the rebel general. Steinmetz and Damore were introduced to two senior military generals who took their visitors to farms and communities, trading swords for plowshares. Steinmetz said, "Wow, these pineapples were sweeter than at home in Hawaii." The armed escort and a trickle of villagers returning to their gardens were the only evidence of conflict a year before. Uganda President proclaims week of IIPT Conference National Peace Through Tourism Week Bangkok 20 April eTurbo News IIPT President, Louis Damore announced today that His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, President, Republic of Uganda will declare the week of the 4th IIPT African Conference, May 20 to 25. Hitherto, previous visits to IDP, internally displaced persons, camps were made by volunteers. American Hollywood star Nicolas Cage and current UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres also visited these camps. The visitors then met and made new friends before proceeding to Murchison Falls National Park, Bunyoro Kidera Kingdom, and Toro Kingdom before returning to Kampala, the capital. Lewis spent the last few nights in Uganda at Makerere University, where he was thrilled to learn of one of the university hostels named after past UN Secretary General Dag Hammarskjöld, who had perished in an air crash in 1961 while on a peace mission in the Congo. In 1886, during the era of British colonialism in Uganda, several Christian converts were condemned to death by the reigning king of the Buganda Kingdom, Kabaka Mwanga, at Namigongo, located east of the future capital city Kampala. The Namigongo Shrine has become a major basilica, attracting at least 3 million pilgrims for annual celebrations every June 3 and three popes since it was opened by Pope Paul VI in 1969. In 2016, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the scene of the daring Entebbe raid by Israeli commandos 40 years before. Israeli hostages were rescued following a hijack of Air France and a subsequent battle with Ugandan soldiers at the old Entebbe airport, where the aircraft had been diverted. In contrast, his visit was a mission of peace, which included some relatives of the hostages. The site has since become a popular tourist landmark for Israeli tourists and a potential site for birthright tourism for Jews. In South Africa, Nelson Mandela's prison cell in Robben Island, where he spent 27 years during the apartheid regime, is now a mecca for tourists. It is a shame that in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, the potential for tourism in the country, which is rich in diverse landscapes, vegetation, luxuriant Congo forest, and the mighty Congo River wildlife, apes and primates, is being curtailed by armed conflict has been fueled by blood minerals since the exploits of King Leopold of Belgium in the late 19th century with ramifications for the region. The story is replicated in Sudan and several other African states, but with no end. Home Caribbean African proverb, the visitor heals the sick. If we all traveled, there would be no wars, the sick would be healed, family quarrels would cease and global peace would be restored. We are a destination management company for East Africa based in Uganda, offering seamless travel within the region through local partnerships. We